today, but I didn't, you know, I'm just peace, mostly peaceful demonstrations, no violence. I don't like violence at all, because my nerves too bad for that. But I like, like equal rights for renters. And you know what I'm saying? If you pay rent, I know good and well you shouldn't have at least a 30-day notice to get out. Besides getting an eviction, you still got 30 days ahead of time with your deposit that you put in, whatever. And it should at least give you a week. It's not long enough for nobody to find no place, including if it wasn't a hurricane.
And as I understand it, you didn't get any notice.
No, I didn't get any notice.
So when you know, back in the 60s, you said you were involved in the AMP protest or one of these?
Yeah, because they wouldn't hire no blacks.
And when was Chicago, that? Where was that? In Chicago?
Chicago, and I picked it. I was little then, young girl, about 12, 9, and I learned how to be strong and respect other people's feelings and everything.
And you came up from Louisiana to Chicago?
Yes. I went to Chicago. I stayed in Chicago for 3 years. I was going to school up there.
Now, do you remember the murder of Emmett Till?
I heard about it.
Were you a kid then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a kid then. Martin Luther King, too. But I remember all that. And I marched all around for rights, for everybody. Not just white, not black, not green, no colors. Everybody got along. We had together. And all this little stuff about this color and that color, it wasn't that. And now all of a sudden they bring up prejudice again and all that old shit. They don't need to be.
Yeah, and you think that having that experience...
They have more guard in their life. See, when they took prayer out of school, they made a big mistake.
You think that having that experience, standing up for your rights, helped you to...
Be stronger and understand more and be able to deal with more people. I get along with everybody I meet. Just about everybody. I don't have nobody I dislike. I know a lot of people. I do a lot of talking. My man tell me that all the time. I talk too much. But I know I be taking the right. I ain't going to tell no lie.
And when you were a little kid, you went to the AMP?
I wasn't allowed to get in there. When we held up there, ain't nobody could go in there. The people turned around and joined us.
What was the protest like?
It was so many people out there. It was a mob of people. I ain't never seen so many people like that to a certain extent. I knew I marched, but I was scared. The police was out there and everything with the helmets on. I thought they were going to shoot and everything. But there was more telling you don't stop nobody, just ask them not to go in the place. Like what we was doing now, like unity, you know. You didn't have the right to grab nobody and say, don't go in there. You talk to them about the situation, and the people would just turn around. Wouldn't go out in there. And I bet you they integrated and got right A&P more better now than they ever been.
Yeah.
And when did the two?
And when did you return back to Louisiana?
In about 70s, early 70s, something like that. Yeah, I was all right. I left them up there. Everything was so nice. I mean, I had a nice time up there. Mm-hmm. Only thing was so cold.
And do you think that you experienced more racism when you came back down here?
Yes, indeed. I guess because I got off the plane, I got called a nigga. I told him, I said, look at here, a nigga could ride first class. What, they thought I was poor? everybody scraped the barrel down. Some people got more sense and there's something going on for them. Everybody, I ain't born with no silver spoon in my mouth, but I ain't born with no rags on my bad hand either. You know, and I ain't no dirt. Yeah, some folks at the airport, oh, a nigga can ride in first class, boy, I was a man. I said, honky. I'm honky. That was the word then, you know. And the Lord got mad. And my mom said, girl, be quiet. That's the way it is down here. Shh, you're about too big. I said, he called me a nigga. I can ride in first class. That's where I came back. And I've been here ever since. I'm sorry, though. To stay where I was at. I was just about to go to Rome. I went to Rome. I'd have probably been to Rome by now. I wouldn't be over here.
Well, you like living in Louisiana?
Yeah, I love it, but it's just the way things going on right now. It looks like people should be more closer to helping people than they did, you know, mistreating people like they're doing. It's horrible.
You think it's worse after Katrina?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And it's sad. Every day. Look like it's getting worse and worse. I don't know what's going on. God got to slap the piss out of him again, huh? He already put Katrina here. To look like they should be all hugging all over everybody to see people living. All them people, they could have had thousands and thousands of people dead, you know? But 10,000 is enough. But look, and then throw everybody this way and that way. People don't even know how to get back to their house. That's sad. They don't have no money anyway. Half of them went up there, and people throw them out on the street. And I know this for a fact, because my sister's in Atlanta, and she said little boy was asking her, could she help feed his mom on them? They had come from New Orleans. And they were putting out the hotel up there. Say, because it was going to be the, what that was, Labor Day weekend? Labor Day weekend. Say, they told them they had to get out because they had reservations. Mm-hmm. And the little boy was hungry. And my sister said she gave him some money. And he said, my mom and them, they told my mom and them, we got to get out the hotel, miss. We've been here for 4 days. And he said, because they got reservations already coming. They booked up months and months ahead of time. They got to get out. Mm-hmm. You forgot to cry, you know, but that's a true thing. Yeah. Hurt feeling. And said, little boy was asking up for something to get something to eat, because he said the money that they had, they didn't know where they were going to go. They were trying to get back to New Orleans.
And you think that, what do you think can be done in this housing, this apartment complex?
They need to fix it up. As they tell the one problem, fix up a couple of them. Don't just leave them open like that, because they leave them open like that. People going to come back. People need somewhere to stay. They're going to live in their empty houses. Then what they going to do then? And you get people like that, the people's not going to get out.
Do you think that there might be a need to stand together, like in civil rights?
Yeah, they need to stand together, and then the owner them need to get to come out here and see what's going on with their own property. And tell them to get in an order to work with these stuff in on these apartments, like I said. Because the homeless people, we can't watch all these apartments, the ones that's here. We got a handful of people that's trying to stay here. If everybody leave, everything going to get to them. Them people going to come in here and live with no rent. You think they care? As long as they got a roof over their head, they're living that sucker with the door. They ain't got no furniture. They'll go grab mattresses and take them in the way on the grass pile and put in there and be living in there, burning candles and stuff, set everything on fire. The ones that's in there and everything, now they got people in there that want to stay here, they should keep them.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks. What's your name?
Patty.
Yeah. Patty. Thanks, Patty.
Yeah, they should keep them. Right, don't want nobody. Because I've seen it happen. Over there in the east. And I don't live over there. I done heard about it. My girlfriend was standing over there. I said, the man laying off, put the people out next door to her. And the people come back in the house and was staying there like it was legitimate.
Well,
staying there about 6 months.
There was a man who was staying partly in his car, too.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
he probably scared. Ain't got no house to get in. Like, his room might have been falling. He might have a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. Or he turned his key like a fool. And then he can't get it back in there.
Turn that key